We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the Seneca Studio, this is The Instigators.
Welcome back to the Instigators. Pat Coletta here, and Darren Dreger joins us.
Wow!
Wow!
Yes! Like this is that. Like when they draft another young enforcer, and you're like, uh-oh. I could be replaced very soon. Welcome, Dregs.
Hey, guys. How are you? Patty, how are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good. Why don't we go through the Department of Player Safety and case by case talk about your historic incidents? So
I deleted that out of my memory. So,
but Dregs,
it's all positive stuff.
We are happy to rehash it all if you want. Hey, which one you want to talk about first there, Dregs?
That's a good question. What was the biggest one?
The 10 gamer. Jack Johnson.
Oh, of course.
Like I said, I deleted that out of my memory and the talks I had with the league. So it's all positive stuff now moving forward.
Good for you.
Yes, it's all learn to play now.
It's all learn to play.
But his slogan is learn to play, but not my way.
You know what? Patrick, I don't know what you're doing now aside from trying to be a radio host, and you're doing an excellent job.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
There's got to be a spot for a guy like you in the Department of Player Safety. I mean, if George Parros can ascend to the throne, to the top of the mountain, there's got to be a place with a man of your experience in that department.
Well, I do have a lot of experience in that field, but I'm going to choose not to just follow that path quite yet.
Well, let's talk. Let's talk, Drake. So we'll get on something fun first. Peter Mrazek, will he be fine for diving last night?
Well, probably not. And this is what drives me crazy about social media. But I appreciate and I understand social media. I mean, it is a free channel venue for anyone to offer up their opinion. I found this amusing. I found it amusing. I mean, there's a little bit of an exchange between Mrazek and Joe Thornton. And then Joe Thornton gives the rare throat punch. You don't often see a throat punch in today's NHL. but Thornton throws it out there. And I'll tell you, I love it because it's a staple of the Ray and Dregs Hockey Podcast. We nominate a throat punch candidate every single week. So now that we have the video to go along with that. But, I mean, was there a sniper in the crowd somewhere? I mean, that was a love tap by Joe Thornton, and Mrazek went down like, he's out for the rest of the year. So we'll see if there's anything. I hope not, because, like I said, it looked more like a love tap to me.
Oh, yeah, listen, I mean, that's kind of what we said, too. And there's not going to be any suspension or no chance but there is a chance he might get fined, it sounds like, but that might be unlikely. Moving on, that was just a.
Here's the thing: they're not gonna go without finding Joe Thornton. You can't just. You can't just throw a right jab
at a goalie,
at a goaltender.
Well, they've been throwing elbows left, right, and center, and it's only accumulated $10,000 in fines.
Well, they're trying to build it up.
Build up the fund, eh?
That's right. That's right.
But I mean, did you see those elbows that we're talking about this week? There were like three in one night, Dregs. I mean, I don't want to criticize, but I feel like one of those could have been suspendable.
Yeah, but I'm okay that they weren't. I understand what you're saying, and that type of play, especially when the head is involved, is going to generate some interest from George Parros and the Department of Player Safety. But let's not knee-jerk to hand out suspensions. I guess Thornton crossed the line by punching the goaltender. I didn't think that it was violent or aggressive, although the anti-fighters would argue that any punch is violent and aggressive. So if Joe Thornton ends up getting a fine, I'm sure he'll be okay with that.
Anything on the trade front? So I know Sabres. Well, Sabres were talking, or we heard Jason Botterill. I don't know how long ago that was. A couple weeks or a few weeks ago now. Actively looking. Do you know anything? Any players in conversation?
No. And look, it's important to note that they're still in conversation. Look, Botterill's been looking for several weeks now. This isn't a news story, and he continues to talk to other general managers and. There isn't a fit for a variety of reasons. So many teams are banged up with injury, and you don't have to be impacted by long-term injury, and that does have influence on the salary cap, obviously. But just having a player out of your lineup for a couple of games matters because maybe you know there is a fit with a specific player or a team, but all of a sudden injury strikes, and that team can't trade that player, and there's no longer a fit with the Buffalo Sabres. So There's some conversation, but it doesn't feel like there's anything on the front burner. And by the way, you guys would probably find this obvious. Because the Taylor Hall conversations are heating up, I checked with a Buffalo source as to whether or not the Sabres could ever see a way that, even on a rental perspective, they would have interest in Taylor Hall. And the message I got back was no, that they like the group that they have. They wouldn't see Taylor Hall being a long-term fit. And if he doesn't make sense in the long term, then why would you give up the collection of assets that you'd need to acquire him even as a rental? So I think we can take Buffalo. If there's been any speculation or conversation, let's stop it because the Sabres aren't the right fit for Hall and the New Jersey Devils. So then you got to look elsewhere. I reported last night in Insider Trading, the Arizona Coyotes have keen interest in Taylor Hall, and they understand that the ask is likely going to be a first-round draft pick, probably a top prospect or a good young player, and maybe a conditional first-round pick or a conditional draft pick if Taylor Hall signs. And that's not spooking the Arizona Coyotes. And, you know, I checked this morning, this team continues to push here. I mean, they're top spot in the Pacific Division. He'd be an excellent complement to the Arizona Coyotes. And then you look at Colorado as a potential fit, a long shot with the Montreal Canadiens, but Ray Shero and the New Jersey Devils aren't in any rush. Could happen tomorrow. It could happen right before the trade deadline. It may take that much time.
All right. So do you know any teams that could potentially be in conversation with Buffalo? I mean, or players for that matter, or type of player, who's been called, anything like that?
No. Not really. You know, nothing specific. And it's like I said a minute ago, it has more to do with the fact that, you know, teams are continually banged up here. You know, there are teams that are interested in perhaps making a move. Would Buffalo have some type of fit with the New York Rangers? Hard to say. I look at the New York Rangers, and I'm not connecting Buffalo and the New York Rangers. I'm just looking at potential scenarios here. You know, the Rangers have a couple of restricted free agent guys that, you know, aren't going to be easy to get signed, and they've got arbitration rights. And I'm looking at Strome, and I'm looking at D'Angelo, and I'm looking at the years that those two players are having. And then beyond that, the Chris Kreider speculation is probably going to amp up again after the holidays, early into the new year. So maybe there's a fit there for Buffalo. I don't know, but that's pure speculation because although Botterill continues to make his calls, I haven't really legitimately found a player or a connection between Buffalo and the team that makes sense yet.
I want to read you Nathan MacKinnon's comments. I'm sure you've already heard them, but I'm curious to know your thoughts on them and what agents might think, the NHLPA might think. He said, he basically explained to Forbes that he wants to win with the Colorado Avalanche by saying, obviously my current deal is pretty team friendly now, but it was worth it at the time. I have no regrets. On my next deal, I'll take less again because I want to win with this group. Is that a favorable statement league-wide? I think it's refreshing for fans to hear. I'll tell you, I think fans in Colorado and teammates, you know, I mean, you look at what they've done in Boston.
Well, it's refreshing in Colorado. It doesn't make the fans of other teams happy because, you know, a star like that wanting to take less money, you don't hear it very often. The last guy that we heard of that was a guy in Tampa Bay who took a lot less money to stay in Tampa Bay, and that was Steve Stamkos.
Right. Well, I mean, back in the Bob Goodenough era, I mean, he would have went bananas, you know, if a player had been quoted saying this. not the case anymore. And I think we have to put it in context and keep it there. I spoke with Nathan MacKinnon's agent, Pat Brisson, you know, after the Forbes report came out. And he said, look, you know, first of all, let's recognize that Nathan MacKinnon has 3.5 years remaining on his existing contract. Yes, he's had a team-friendly cap hit at $6.3 million. But let's see what the cap hit is and then what the salary cap, the high end of the salary cap is when his contract expires. I mean, what if the salary cap is between $90 and $95 million? Well, obviously, the percentage that Nathan MacKinnon could command is going to go up considerably. So if he's in that $13, $14 million range and he decides that I'll leave a million and a half, $2 million on the table and he takes $12 million to stay in Colorado, you know, yes, that's a discount in theory, but that is still a tremendous amount of money. And then you've got to look at how competitive the Avalanche are. And that's what Nathan MacKinnon is talking about. If this team has the elements to be a true Stanley Cup favored team, or they've already won a Stanley Cup and they're trying to stay in that mode of continuing to win Stanley Cups, then that's what MacKinnon would look at. So, you know, he's willing to take less, but there's some variables that have to be considered, and he's got 3.5 years to have a look at those things.
If you're not aware, were you going to say something? Because the Ray and Drags podcast.
I was just going to say that Nate MacKinnon has this year and 3 more years. Yeah. He's going to be an unrestricted free agent when he's, what, 27 years yeah. old? Yeah. I mean, he's still yeah. going to have a tremendous amount of hockey life left in him.
Awesome story and, yesterday. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead. If you want
no,
to
no, comment. No. All I was going to say is that, look, it all depends on what the Avs look like in 3.5 years. If they're a contending team, he's going to want to pit in there and stay there. And if they're not, then he's going to get a boatload on the free agent market, no question.
Great story by Jeff O'Neill yesterday about Kevin Dineen. My brother played for yeah. Dineen in Portland when he was there. Loved him, but just I don't even know that I could do the story justice. So I guess all I want people to do is go check it out. You're on Twitter now too, right?
Oh yeah, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. We've got all those social channels figured out. Finally, it's only taken 11 episodes, but we're finally there.
So O'Neill, I'll quickly just tell you, we got to go to break. But O'Neill was his roommate, Kevin Dineen's roommate on the road.
Kevin Dineen, yeah.
And Dineen was on the phone with probably his brother or something like that, and he's like, "Oh yeah, yeah, you know, we got this young kid, you know, oh, you know, he's good, but he's really inconsistent. You know, we don't really know what he's going to be." And O'Neill's like, "I'm right here." You know, he's saying this to his brother because they were roommates. And he's like, "I'm right here in the room." And then the best was the party when he told him to stay in the minors. Go listen to it. It's absolutely awesome.
Absolutely. We're gonna
great stuff,
right,
Drags. Enjoy it. And we'll look forward to chatting with you next week. Thanks for your time.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks, Drags. Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.